My daughter does that. You were saying that people change their iPhone, their cell phone cases all the time. I think my daughter has like two or three that she switches back and forth.
I know people that have like at least 20.
Why?
I don't know. Hmm. And they act like you're crazy for just using one. So they'd be like, really? You never change your phone case?
What?
I'm like, how do you afford to buy? I think they buy them in packs.
They must.
You buy like five at a time. But and also they have all this stuff on them. Like sometimes they'll have like a bow on the back. And I'm like, well, how do you put it down?
Yeah.
But that that's the thing. They don't put it down. Ever.
Well, we're just talking about that, weren't we? Yes, it's permanently in their hand. I don't think I would want. I saw somebody yesterday with their like almost their wallet on the back of their phone. I'm sure you've seen that where it's stuck to it.
I don't love that.
A little brick-like to me.
Scares me.
That's what I got.
A little
do
much.
You like it?
Oh, you do have that.
I love it because I don't have to go through my purse every time. I don't have every card or everything. Like, I don't have everything in here. But like, if I'm at the store, I just push this up and I pull it out and pay real quick.
I think for a woman, it works because, yeah, you're right. Digging through your purse, Rachel, I know that's got to be annoying. But as a guy who just uses pockets, I don't want to lose everything at once.
Right.
That's my biggest fear.
That's the frightening part. If you lose one thing, you lose everything.
At least I know if I lose my phone, I still have my wallet. I can go buy one.
Okay. Maybe Shay and I were upset by this today, I think is the right word. We saw it on the news. The Pope is at a Vatican summer camp talking to the kids. And I'm not really sure why they have this, but they had a bouncy house. Biggie, you'll really get into this also. The bouncy house was a replica, somewhat, of the Titanic. Right. Okay, right. It's a bouncy house.
But not the whole Titanic.
At the Vatican summer camp?
I'm going to show you a picture of it.
Yeah, you need to see it.
I'm going to show you a picture of this. I wish I had already pulled it up, but...
weird choice on many levels.
It was a Vatican summer camp. Let's see if we can see the bouncy house. I'll get it for you in a second.
Okay.
But anyway...
I bet I can Google it here.
The bouncy house Titanic... It's straight up and down like it's going into the water. It's already hit the iceberg.
What?
And it's on, you know how it looked like 30 minutes before sinking
it's
into
like
the water.
It's like a slide so the kids can slide down. So it's inverted.
Kids slide down.
Oh, my. I'm seeing it.
It's terrible. And the Pope is speaking to all these kids. And what I want to tell these children is 1,500 souls died in the water.
Who designed this bouncy house?
What? Who?
I have so many. You're right. I have so many questions. One. What sicko designed this?
Yes.
Two. Why is it at the Vatican? It's at the Vacation Bible School.
It was probably on a discount, and they were like, all right, we'll take it.
The kids slide now.
And I'm all for a good gag, but this is stuff that you talk about.
Yeah. This is
wouldn't it be funny if that's that type of thing? You don't make it, though.
Sometimes you don't think you're going to get, like, sometimes you're like, oh, this is just an idea, and then you accidentally do it, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of clever, I will say. It's clever, but just bad taste.
Do you think Pope Leo walked in and at least went, that's in poor taste.
Come on now.
I'm triggered.
I'm surprised he let it be in the shot. Like, he should have said, can we do this from another angle, please?
A picture with
this. Is awful.
Okay, so let me say this. I'm looking at this picture. I see there's another bouncy house off to the side that appears to be almost like a jungle theme. So I'm wondering if they did just rent a company. Didn't know what was coming, hopefully.
Who cares? It should never be constructed. No. That thing should never be invented. a Titanic sinking into the Atlantic bouncy house?
Now, children, I want you to know that all these lost souls, they had Jesus in their heart.
Oh, my God. What are we doing next? What, Challenger? What's next?
God.
What are we doing?
Twin Towers?
Twin Towers?
Oh, jeez.
All these awful events
this
in history?
You know? Tragedies.
Well, I feel like the Titanic, it was a long enough time ago now that the people that were there aren't going to, you know, be like getting upset about it. 9/11, there's still lots of survivors left.
You want the Lincoln Shooting Gallery?
I know.
Is that what you're looking for? The Abe Lincoln pop a shot? Boom.
What I like is this slide has three sections and the middle part goes through the ship.
Yes. Yes.
There was a hole in it.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Now, I was telling BB Shay I visited the Titanic Museum, which is appropriately placed in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Where else would it be?
Exactly. Right near Dollywood, right near Gatlinburg.
The only thing insulting there, frankly, is the put your hand in the water exhibit.
Well, they have the put your hand in the water to feel how cold the water was. And that is, it was cold. I mean, your hand goes numb within half a minute. And then they do have, it's like a ramp. And they're saying like 30 minutes after hitting the iceberg, you're at this level. So can you hang on? Then, you know, an hour after hitting the iceberg and it's a steeper ramp, And then an hour and a half after hitting the iceberg, and it's almost, you know, at 90 degrees, and you have to try to hold on to a pole.
Okay.
While you're on. I did that.
What? What's at the bottom? Like, if you can't hold on?
The cold, cold sea.
I meant at the museum. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's realistic.
We lost my cousin.
Oh, no. It's a terrible museum.
Yeah. Sorry, Tara.
Now, yeah.
She's gone.
Yeah, she drives off and goes to the snack bar, though. That's what's different.
Yeah, that's what they dump you into the gift shop, yeah. And you have to buy something. Yeah. Now, at the bottom is like some sort of foam, so if you do fall, that it's like a safety foam at the bottom, like if you were on a rope or something.
Do you think anyone at the Titanic Museum will see this inflatable and go, oh, damn, we got to get that.
We need that.
It's possible. They should have it out front at Pigeon Forge, where you go to see the Titanic Museum.
It almost would be more, like, if it were there, it might not be quite as insulting because that's the theme of it.
At least that.
I mean, this is just so random.
I like the pictures, too. They're like, this is not AI. This is a real bounce house at the Vatican.
It would be one thing if it were a replica of it, like, sailing. It's sinking. It's going into the water.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom is blue for the ocean.
Yes. You go into the ocean. You slide down.
I just love that some guy had to come and blow that up in the Vatican.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard. You got to be a special guest to get into the Vatican.
Yeah.
This guy's over here. Get the Titanic one up.
He's bouncy house blower. I mean, my goodness.
Pope Leo's an American. You think I would have pointed and been like, that's inappropriate.
100%. It's a Steve Harvey talked about the Titanic and the movie.
It's like that big movie that came out, the Titanic. White people always running to jump on some bullshit. Did you go see that long-ass dry movie? I kept saying, everybody know what's going to happen. Damn it, bring on the water. Let's drown these motherfuckers. You know what it's about. What are we sitting in here 3 hours for? Worrying about this little punk-ass boy in jail. Drown his punk ass. That's a damn shame the whole movie was a Titanic all that long. That movie had been about black people, wouldn't even been no movie. You ain't never in your life heard of 3,000 black people dying at the same damn time. I don't give a damn if it was on the ship. And I know half us can't swim. But black people would have came up with some shit. Anywhere in the world, you'd have drowned black people. And you saw the movie. The band was playing as the ship went down. What black band you know gonna keep playing with the damn ship going down? Cool in the Gang would have been unplugging shit. Man, let's get the fuck out of here. Wrap that shit, David, come on! Wrap this shit up, let's go! David, let's go! Get that amplifier up before somebody f***ing around get shot! You can't drown them, man. You know how creative black people... Dog, all them black people on that boat, they'd have been turning over them damn dining room tables. They'd have been out there in the water. They'd have opened up one of them dinner napkins. Let some air get in it.
I think I'm with Steve Harvey on this.
He makes some fair points.
He does. It's like, why do they keep on playing their instrument? Yeah.
I never knew when I joined the band I'd have to die with it.
Why don't you get on one of these boats? You know, try. Do your best. You know, don't keep on playing your violin.
I think one guy tried to go. Where are you going?
We're
need
not
the cello.
Done yet.
You know the code. We're not done yet.